Adventures of the Falcon. Yes, it's that freelance detective, Michael Waring, who is always ready with a hand for oppressed men and an eye for oppressed women. Join the Falcon as he learns murder knows no borderline.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon. Oh, Maggie, I'm glad you called. I wanted you to know I'm leaving for Mexico by plane tonight. No, you can't come along. Now, there's no use arguing, dear. I'm going alone. I've seen so much murder these last few weeks. This is one trip I'm going to share with nobody.
It's Tuesday evening in Mexico City, the oldest city in the New World. And where once proud Aztecs ruled is now a colorful playground for rich Americanos. One of these later-day conquistadores is a man named Vincent Perry. But unlike the other joy seekers in Lindstrom's International Bar, Mr. Perry doesn't seem to be having much fun.
Hey, waiter! Waiter! Snap into it! I haven't got all day.
Well, 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 it is not Senor Perry.
What's the matter with the service here, Gonzalez?
You don't like him?
No.
Lousy.
Someone ought to tell Lindstrom about it.
Hey, why don't you?
Maybe I will.
About time I had a talk with that gent, anyway.
You know, it's very funny, because Senor Lindstrom just now said to me, Gonzalez, it's about time maybe I had a little talk with Senor Perry. Come on, I think it's to him.
Never mind. I'll do it some other time.
No time like the present. Come on, Perry.
Wait a minute. Who do you think you're talking to?
The man my boss wants to see. Never mind reaching for me, Jack. Put it on the house.
Listen, Gonzalez. I don't think you and Lindstrom can shove me around.
Because I don't have to take it. I got influential friends.
Sure. Maybe this is the reason why Senor Lindstrom went to sleep with you.
Yeah? Gonzalez, boy. You busy?
No.
Now listen, Lindstrom.
Fine, indeed. Tonight. We'll set the dog down.
What's the idea, Lindstrom?
I just want to make sure we're not interrupted when I tell you the story I have.
Don't bother. I think I know it.
Not this one. Seems once upon a time, there lived a man in Mexico City who went to a great deal of trouble to build an exporting organization. Then one fine day discovered he was being double-crossed.
Imagine that.
Very bad, isn't it? He almost lost all faith in human nature. Especially when it wasn't safe for $2 shipments of merchandise.
So he began to suspect a traitor in his ranks.
If you mean me, then
my dear friend has never once entered my mind. That's why I'm going to let you in on a secret.
If any, boss, maybe you better save it.
That's rather impossible, Perry, because it likely affects you. There's an airplane leaving New York tonight from LaGuardia Field. Thought it would be a striking brunette wearing dark glasses whom it might be possible for you to cultivate.
Suppose I decline.
You don't want to meet the lovely lady with the dark glasses?
No. I had my fill of this racket, Lindstrom. It was okay during the war when things were kind of hectic along the border, but now...
But now you feel the risk is too great.
That's right. I want no part of it. From here on, you can count me out.
As you say, my friend, I can do that.
And darling,
senor, you heard Mr. Perry? Stop counting.
Sure. How far I go, boss?
I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay?
Oh, no.
That's enough, Gonzalez. There's no point in flaunting your knowledge. Unnecessarily.
Michael?
Yes, Mary.
Look. That is Papa Cafete.
Where's who?
Papa Cafete. The most famous of all Mexican volcanoes. What? Moctezuma himself worshipped there.
Fancy that.
It does not impress you.
Well, ancient East is all right in its place, Maria, but modern-day Mexico has so much more to offer.
For example?
You. Just think of it. A few short hours ago, you were just the beautiful lady with dark glasses.
Don't say that. What do you make me sound like a woman of mystery?
Well, you are, Maria. Why do you wear them all the time?
For a very unglamorous reason. My eyes are strange.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it gives me an opportunity to play Seeing Eye Dog when we get to Mexico City.
But, Michael...
Don't worry, Maria. I've been excellently trained. I'm gentle and guaranteed housebroken. Where are you staying?
At last. That's not the hotel.
Good. I'll pick you up there at 10.
But, Michael, I have a previous engagement. An old friend.
Oh, forget him, dear. For the next 24 hours, just consider yourself engaged to me.
Come in, Michael. I'll be ready in a minute.
For the charming senorita, I can even spare two.
Who are you?
My name does not matter. It is enough I work for Senor
Lindstrom. Senor Lindstrom?
It's impossible, senorita. I cannot blame you. No doubt you expected Terry to meet you at the airport. But he was unfortunately, how you call it? Buried in his work elsewhere.
What are you talking about?
The money, senorita. For two shipments. I'm not very good at arithmetic, but I think it comes to $46,000.
You're crazy.
I'm wrong. But 2 times 23,000.
Get out.
Senor Lindstrom will be very displeased with me if I return empty hands.
That is of no interest to me.
Oh, you are very cruel. But perhaps this will change your mind. You know what this is, senorita?
A rubber hose, yes.
I wonder if you can guess to what purpose I'm going to put it.
You wouldn't care.
No? Well.
What? Oh!
Well, senorita. You remember now what you do with Senor Lindstrom this morning?
No.
The lovely lady, Barbara. Well, we see you give in first. You or this rubber hose?
Personally,
I bet on him.
You, is anybody home?
Oh, Michael, Michael.
Now, Maria, there's no reason to be that overwhelmed. See, I'm just sitting around in the dark.
I prefer it.
Well, that's ridiculous, dear. No wonder you're down in the dumps. Where's the light, Chris?
Please, Michael, don't turn it on.
All the better to... Maria. Maria, what happened?
Nothing.
But your face.
I tell you, it was nothing.
Don't give me that. What went on here?
A mouse.
Go on.
You beat me, Michael. You beat me until I was unconscious.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Well, what did he want?
I don't know that either. That he came to collect the money I owed Senor Lindstrom for two shipments.
Senor Lindstrom?
I've never heard that name before.
What about those two shipments you mentioned?
I have no idea what he was talking about.
Then suppose I try to find out.
Oh, no, don't leave me, Michael, please. I'm sure it was all a mistake on the part of Senor Lindstrom.
Well, if it was, Angel, there's nothing like a good song left to set things right. Bertram.
Huh?
Bertram, it's Mike Waring.
Look, mister, you got the wrong character. My name is, Acapulco Santa Pancho Diaz.
Take off the beard, Grandpa. I know you.
Oh, look, Falcon, I'm a victim of circumstance. I absolutely don't know nothing about Duke Malloy's missing 5G. Any suspicions the DA may have are wholly unwarranted, not to mention purely coincidental.
Well, I'll tell him that if I see him.
You mean he ain't looking for me?
Not this trip.
And what do you mean, scaring the guy after death? You look like you meant business.
I do, Bertram. Ever hear of a man named Lindstrom around here?
Who ain't?
What does he do?
Well, for one thing, he owns the Lindstrom International Bar. Also on the side. I understand he does a little export.
What kind?
It's all the same to you, friend.
I would rather not be quoted. That sounds like my man. Will you take me to his place?
Look, Falcon, what can you get with him besides a hole in the head? Now, I know a couple of hot tamales who are loads of fun. So you wouldn't read?
No.
My, how you became.
Come on, Bertram. Let's be moving. Lindstrom's bar and make it snappy.
Yes, senor. You are looking for someone, maybe?
Is Lindstrom in?
Who is it, senor? now.
Where is he, in there?
Not so fast, senor. The boss don't see nobody with a special appointment.
He'll see me.
Come back here. You cannot go in
there. Out of my way.
Gonzalez. I tell you, I don't like being disturbed.
I could not help it, boss. The senor here forced his way in.
Are you Lindstrom?
Right, my friend. But I'm afraid you have the advantage of me.
I'm Mike Waring.
Falcon?
How did you know?
We aren't wholly illiterate this side of the Rio Grande, Mr. Waring.
I've heard about your exploits.
My full establishment is yours. Order what you will, sir.
Well, suppose I start by ordering this punk to take his dirty hands off me. I don't like being pawed.
Why, Gonzalez, what's the matter with you? Didn't you hear the Falcon?
You, Senor Waring?
Yes.
A thousand pardons, Senor. I did not know.
That's a mistake we're going to remedy in the near future. Right now, you can take your hand out of your pocket and throw.
Well, don't stand there with your mouth open, Gonzalez. You heard, Mr. Waring.
Yes, Senor.
Oh, I tell you, Mr. Waring, it's probably have getting decent help nowadays. Of course, you're not interested in my problem.
You'd be surprised. I'd like nothing better than to make mine.
Say that. Can I offer you a cigarette?
No, thanks.
You don't know what you're missing. I have them specially blended for me.
I'll take my chances.
You're a bit of a gambler, aren't you, my friend?
But you're not. I guess that's why you pick on women. You must feel pretty sure they can't hit you back. Maria Mendoza.
May I presume on our short friendship, Mr. Waring?
By all means.
You're a stranger and a strange animal. There are some of our local customs that may appear unusual.
Not very. I've seen the same thing done in New York, and I didn't like it there either.
And I imagine that when you informed the people involved, they were no little concerned.
Yes.
My reaction must have set you no end.
That's very effective, Lindstrom. Who writes your stuff?
You'd better go now, Falcon. You're being juvenile, and I find the pose very boring.
I'm sorry. But maybe I can get the Mexico City police to liven things up a bit.
Goodbye, Mr. Waring. It's been charming. Oh, Gonzalez.
Senor?
After you've shown Mr. Waring out, I'd like to speak with him.
Go on, Gonzalez. I brought my own compass. I'll manage without you. All right, Falcon. What is the Falcon doing here in Mexico?
I'm sure I have no idea.
Maybe he's working for Uncle Sam, eh? That's not so good.
Well, Gonzalez, I believe you're afraid.
All right, if I am.
You ought to take something for him.
Okay, I'm quick in Lindstrom.
Now, let's not take him through this, Alex, shall we? Remember what happened to Mr. Perry?
Yeah, only he's not so smart as Gonzalez. He don't know half the things I know.
That's why I can't accept your resignation.
We'll see about that.
As you said, we'll see.
In the meantime, I'd like you to take me over to Miss Mendoza's hotel.
What for do you want to go there?
My friend, yours is not to question why. Yours is what to do, and... you know, Gonzalez... It's rather a pity your knowledge of English verse is so limited.
Maria Mendoza?
Yes?
I hope you'll pardon the intrusion, but I'd like a few words.
Did Michael Waring send you?
Only indirectly. My name is Paul Lynch. I can't blame you for being startled, Maria. Oh, I may take that liberty, I hope.
What do you want here?
A great deal of confusion seems to exist. Most of it about you. Naturally, it's our mutual interest to clear things up. Oh. Cigarette?
No. No, thank you.
Please, gentlemen. Especially Brent. Allow me.
Well, they're very strong.
You get your cigarette. Where was I?
Oh, yes.
We were about to clear up the mess.
Do you always wear dark glasses?
Of course not. Just that recently I've been having trouble with my eyes.
Oh, poor girl. I'm afraid I owe you an apology. It's obviously a case of mistaken identity. It's really most embarrassing.
What?
I said it was really... Maria...
I don't know. I heard it. Swimming.
Hey, boss, how much more I got to wait out here?
Oh, Mr. Lindstrom.
Yes, my dear?
That's the man who beat me.
Where?
Is it him? He's coming past me.
You're imagining him, buddy.
No, no.
Hey, what's the matter, Booker?
Don't you hear him?
Hear him?
No. Don't torment me this way. Get him out of here.
My dear girl, you're troubled with an obsession. You must fight back.
Fight back?
Yes. Destroy the illusion.
What kind of monkey business is this? Destroy the illusion.
You know how, Maria?
Yes.
Give me the gun.
Gun?
Hurry, my dear. We must act fast before the police discover Mr. Gonzalez.
Mr. Gonzalez? Where is he?
Right at your feet. Isn't it strange how you can miss him now? Well, you certainly didn't miss him before.
Senor. You may have 5 minutes.
Thank you, officer.
Oh, Michael.
Hello, Maria.
Oh, Michael. What am I going to do?
Don't you worry, dear. I'll get you out of here somehow.
I murdered that man.
You didn't. Now remember that.
You can prove it?
Well, not at the moment, but I'm going to. Anyway, what makes you so positive you killed him?
When I looked down, I had the gun in my hand.
The point is, how and when did the gun get in your hand?
I don't know.
Now, Maria, you've got to give me a little help. Gonzalez got it right between the eyes. You ought to remember if it was your gun.
I don't think so.
Well, where did it disappear to after the shooting? Did Lindstrom take it from you?
I can't remember.
Angel, you've got to.
I tell you, I've forgotten everything. We were sitting alone talking.
You and Lindstrom?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was frightened, but he was very gracious. He offered me a cigarette.
Yes.
And then suddenly I saw that apparition.
You mean Gonzalez?
And then I heard a shot.
That's what I'm after. What happened after the shot?
Steve, I don't know.
No, yeah, you've got to pull yourself together. You're no help to me this way.
Oh, please leave me alone. I can't remember a thing.
Mr. Lindstrom finds us here, he's going to be very upset.
Quiet, Bert.
Particularly if he catches me trying to hide his safe. You know, down here for cracking the crypt, he puts in a hole and throw away the key.
Well, I'll be able to visit you very often.
Oh, well, make sure and bring me Life magazine. I'm crazy about... Huh? What do you mean you'll be able to visit me often?
Where do you suppose he keeps his safe?
Well, if I was a crook, which of course I ain't, I'd think to me I would want it close by in case the police would start asking embarrassing questions.
How about that picture over his desk?
And shine a light on it.
Well?
Europa.
I think you mean Eureka, but can you crack it?
What's a chance, pal? Now just tell me what you want here.
A gun?
What?
The only logical place for it, Bertram. It's certainly not in Maria's hotel room. I went through there with a fine-tooth comb.
Do you think if we find it here, you could clear the desk?
I'm sure of it.
Well, it sounds very...
Uh-oh. Trouble?
But only for Mr. Lindstrom. I guess he was so excited he didn't spin the combination on. I'm practically debarring myself from the profession by opening this job. And will you look what he left right on the top?
Let me have it. Careful you don't destroy the print.
Yeah.
Well? Been fired recently.
Hey, you think this is the lie?
Yes.
Well, for a man on the brink of a great discovery, you certainly don't seem pleased with yourself.
I'm not. You see, Bertram, my clients expect me to do things the hard way. And this was just too easy.
Well, well. This is Mr. Waring. What brings you here, my friend?
I've come to sue for peace, Lindstrom.
I take it and you surrender.
Unconditionally. What are your terms?
Sit down.
You're very generous to a defeated foe.
Not at all.
Cigarette? I'll stick to my own brand if you don't mind. I imagine they're a lot safer.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Waring.
I'd be a chap if I didn't learn anything from Maria's experience. She was dope, wasn't she?
You know, you couldn't prove that in court.
I know. But there's no harm in admitting it between friends.
You take too much for granted, Falk. We're not friends. Our status at the moment is victor and vanquished. Try not to get it, that good chap.
I'll do my best. Well, what's the deal?
That's where you're wrong again. You're not getting any.
What?
Unfortunately, I need a scapegoat. I think Maria will do very well under the circumstances.
But you can't let that girl hang.
I can, and I will. I hate to disillusion you, Mr. Waring. She married Gonzalez in cold blood.
That's a lie.
I ought to know. As you pointed out, I was the only one there. My poor Gonzalez didn't have a chance. He couldn't possibly have seen her pull out the gun. Is that the torture all the time?
Is that going to be your story?
Naturally. I always say, honesty is the best policy.
Funny. That's what I always say, too. All right, Lindstrom, get your coat. We're going down to the local Bastille.
Suppose I have other ideas on the subject.
Like reaching for a gun?
Uh-huh.
I wish you'd try it, pal.
Well, if it would make you any...
Apparently, I misjudged you, Falcon.
Apparently. I obviously slipped.
Yes. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Big boy like you walking around with his slip showing. No wonder you tripped over it. Now keep driving, Bertram. I'll leave you now.
Yeah, be sure and do that.
Comfortable, Maria?
Perfectly, darling. Oh, Michael, you don't know what it means. You don't know what you've done for me. I feel as free as a bird.
Well, if you're that grateful, the least you could do is to give me a plug.
I meant free as a falcon.
Much better.
Now you must do something nice for me.
Oh, you just give me a chance, dear.
No, I mean, explain everything to me.
Well, Lindstrom killed Gonzalez. The reason you didn't know the score was because you were dope.
You mean...
Yes. That was a merchandise Mr. Lindstrom was exporting to the United States.
But why did he pick on me?
Because you were the only woman wearing dark glasses on the plane. There was supposed to be another one, but the federal boys grabbed her.
But didn't Senor Lindstrom realize I was the wrong person?
Not at first. The only one who could identify you was a man named Vincent Perry. He was dead. And when Lindstrom found out his mistake, it was too late. That's when he decided to get rid of you and Gonzalez, who was threatening to talk at the same time.
So he thought if he made it easy for you to get that care of the gun, that would take care of me.
Uh-huh. He knew it would only incriminate you. After shooting Gonzalez, you see, he forced the gun on your hand. Then he salted it in his safe where I'd be sure to find it.
Well, what was Senor Lindstrom's slip that you mentioned?
Remember in your cell, I told you that Gonzalez was shot between the eyes? Well, according to Lindstrom, Gonzalez never even saw you pull a gun. He never knew what hit him. The only way that could work out is if you shot him in the back.
Oh, my. You are wonderful. If there was only some way I could show my appreciation.
Oh, there is, darling. Oh, Bertram.
Yeah, what do you want, Parker?
Can you pull down your shade?
What for?
The little lady and I are about to do some work on hemisphere solidarity, and we don't want any good neighbors.